Now we have a story that should appeal to any would-be environmentalists with a sweet tooth. And that's because scientists have sussed out how to turn fructose, or one of those types of sugar, into fuel that could rival the power of petrol. Chris went to speak to Miss Wisconsin-Madison's Jim Demesic.
The basic idea that we had was to try to convert carbohydrates into liquid transportation fuels and to compare what we could make by chemical catalysis with what is currently made by fermentation, that is ethanol.
So what's actually wrong with ethanol then, Jim? Why can't we use that?
Ethanol has certain disadvantages as a fuel. It has a relatively low energy density, so the energy per liter of ethanol is about 30% lower than that of standard petroleum, gasoline, or diesel. Also, ethanol has a bit of a high volatility, and it tends to boil off in hotter weather, so an ideal fuel would have a little bit lower volatility than ethanol. And finally, ethanol loves water, and therefore it tends to be hygroscopic, leading to absorption of water into your gasoline, which is undesirable. So we were looking for routes to make other fuels that would alleviate these potential problems that ethanol has.
And what did you come up with?
Well, we came up with this compound called dimethylfuran, DMF. So if you start with a molecule of a sugar like glucose, or in our case, fructose, it has six carbons and six oxygens. It turns out if you remove five out of the six oxygens, you end up with this dimethylfuran, and it actually has all of the desirable properties you'd look for in a fuel. That is, it has an energy density that's very similar to petroleum. It has a volatility that's a little bit lower than ethanol, which is good. And it also is hydrophobic, meaning it does not like water, which is the same as petroleum.
Now, how easy is it to actually do this, though? Do you actually get more energy out than you have to put in the synthesis?
Well, we have a two-step process. In the first step, we remove three oxygens by removing three water molecules from the sugar, which leads to a chemical intermediate called hydroxymethylfurfural, HMF. That process does not theoretically require energy. And then in the second step, we pass hydrogen over this HMF and remove two of the oxygens, which gives us dimethylfuran, which has one oxygen. Now, we do this all in a solvent, and at the end of the process, we have to evaporate the solvent to make the fuel. However, the solvent we use is an organic solvent, and compared to the production of ethanol by fermentation, where water is the solvent, the energy required to evaporate the organic solvent is about one-third of the energy required to evaporate the water. So potentially, this is a energetically favorable process for making the fuel.
And I guess that because there's so much in the way of raw materials, such as sugars, which are chucked out by plants, such as the sugar industry, the chocolate industry, there must be no shortage of raw materials from which you can make this stuff.
Well, that's the hope. If you look at biomass, over 75% of biomass are sugars. I do point out, though, that the major sugar in biomass, in, for example, lignocellulosics, which is the main form, is glucose. Our process works primarily with fructose, so that there is a biological step involved in converting the glucose into fructose. Once you have the fructose, our process works pretty well to make the dimethylfuran.
Well, let's look at actually how you could use this. So will it burn and behave in an analogous way to petrol? Because that must be a key question.
Yeah, there was a discussion in the literature on this. In the 1980s, people went through and measured the octane number of DMF, and it turns out the octane number is something like around 120, which is a very, very good octane. So dimethylfuran should be a very, very good burning fuel if you can make it efficiently from biomass.
And what about the cleanness of that burn? Will it produce lots of nasty organic residues, which, you know, rather like diesel, it has a very poor press on this, are going to trigger respiratory problems, or will it burn clean?
Combustion people I've talked to here at the Engine Center of Wisconsin, their suggestion is that it should burn cleanly. But there have not been many studies of this in the past because there has not been a lot of dimethylfuran available. I think now, opening the possibility of DMF as a fuel, that would be interesting to study.
So say you manage to pull that off, and it does perform well as a fuel, engines will tolerate it, it won't corrode them and things like that. Is the process to make it actually scalable? Can we get reasonable amounts of this that you could see then turning up at the petrol pump?
Yeah, the process should be scalable, because if you look at the steps that we use in our two-step process, they're very similar to the kinds of processes that are currently used in the petrochemical industry. Therefore, they potentially should be scalable.
And so presumably you'll be doing some tests on this to try and get this running into engines pretty soon and see how it behaves.
Yeah, that's the next step in our process, actually, is to scale it up so that we can make amounts of DMF that are now suitable for engine tests. That is, in fact, one of our short-term goals.
That was Jim Domesic talking to Chris about extracting a new fuel from sugary fructose.
Laying the facts bare, the naked scientists.
Now, John in Colchester got in touch with us and said, would it be possible to run anything on 100% biodiesel, or is it too pure? Well, I've told Azzy about that, so she's over in Bath at the moment, and they're making some biodiesel for us, so hopefully we'll find out the answer to that one on the way.